A program tomorrow at the Springfield Conservation Nature Center will help people find out what diseases or insects might be impacting their trees. KSMU's Michelle Skaliski has more.
I'm Michelle Skaliski, and I'm at the Springfield Conservation Nature Center with Missouri Department of Conservation Urban Forester Cindy Garner, who's pointing out some common tree diseases.
So the first tree we're going to look at is a hawthorn tree, and this is a native species to Missouri, and it has all these dark blotches on the leaves, a lot of little speckles with a little yellow halo around that little spot on the leaf. And that's actually called cedar hawthorn rust.
Garner says cedar hawthorn rust is common in Missouri. It's caused by spores that infect the tree at the time it flowers.
So when a tree's flowering, it's receptive, open to receive pollen and or giving off pollen. In this case, it's receiving these spores that are these microscopic spores.
These spores come from what Garner describes as an orange ball of gelatinous goo or spore horns, which are found on cedars. That's just one tree problem that can be identified at a tree pest clinic tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Springfield Conservation Nature Center. Take photos or infected branches at least 12 inches long with you for identification. Some other common tree problems include jumping oak gall on white oaks, which Garner has seen a lot of this year. This causes small galls on the underside of white oak leaves, each one containing a wasp larvae, and leaves to turn brown in late spring. There's also oak wilt on red oak. According to Garner, insect and disease are usually specific to the species. Cedar apple rust, bagworms, aphids, and spider mites.
The other one that I receive often a lot of calls about that they think is an insect is damage that's caused by the sapsucker, which you know is a member of the woodpecker family. And everybody always thinks that it's an insect and they want to spray, but it's not.
She says sapsuckers peck on the tree, which causes the tree to produce sap, and the birds feed on it. She's heard from homeowners who've sprayed insecticide to try to treat the problem before they found out what it was.
Often people want to spray for whatever's going wrong or what they think is going wrong with their tree. When they, after looking at it and figuring it out or finding out the correct diagnosis, they could avoid using chemicals or sprays. And we just want to try to avoid that because often it might be just that it's caused by a bird, not by an insect or a disease.
Some diseases and insect problems on trees are harmless, though unsightly, but some, including oak wilt and bagworms, can be detrimental to trees. Here are some things you should watch out for.
Really sparse foliage, maybe cracked peeling bark popping off. That's not a characteristic of that species of tree. Possibly curled, ruffled leaves, a discoloration of the leaf itself. A lot of leaves on the ground right now in June, and we didn't have maybe not a heavy storm, but there's still indication of it looks like fall to you outside, and you have oak specific. These are things you want to take note of when you place that call for us to help diagnose it.
Again, the tree pest clinic is tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Nature Center, 4601 South Nature Center Way in Springfield. If you can't make it to the clinic, you can send a photo of tree damage to a Missouri Department of Conservation forester for identification. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.
Trees, 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 have roots and trunks and leaves. Trees, 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 have buds and fruits and seeds. Trees, 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 a home for birds and bees. We all need our trees, trees, trees.